More resources available online at jenniferjackson.com. This is Simply for Women.
Well, I just love Carolyn Pierce, so I asked her, I said, please, can we do one more? Because she has walked with the Lord for over 40 years, and she understands the tests, the trials. She's a licensed counselor. She ministers in prisons. She's a social worker and has written three books, one on overcoming abortion and healing for that, one on narcissism, so you can fully understand that topic. And we did two segments on that. Go to jenniferjackson.com if that is something you are interested in. You don't want to miss that. But today we want to talk about the Lord as our shepherd, how the Lord through the 23rd Psalm has led Carolyn again and again and again through many tests and trials. And the reason that's important is because God will lead you. He is no respecter of persons. He loves you as much as he loves Carolyn. And he loves me too, and all of us, and your kids, and your people. And he wants to walk you through this life with as a gentle, kind, wonderful, loving shepherd. So, Carolyn, welcome back to the show. I love the 23rd Psalm.
Glad to be back.
This is fun.
Yes, we
want to cover the 23rd Psalm. So you say you've been through tests and trials, but the Lord was with you.
Yes, he was. I wrote the book, Psalms 23 and Me, because I read it all my life. And but it became personal as I went through trials. So I started understanding what each chapter meant. It became very, very personal, because when I came to the Lord at age 21, just before my 21st birthday, I had planned on going buying a whole lot of alcohol because I was going to be of age.
Sure.
I'm getting ready to turn 21. And I didn't know the Lord, but I was going to come in my 21st birthday.
With a bang.
With a bang. Going to buy all the alcohol I could, drink as much as I could, and enjoy my life. Well, the Lord had a different plan. See, my shepherd. So 3 days before, the Lord had me at a baby shower. I'm under conviction.
Wow.
And someone witnesses to me, and I get saved.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Changed my whole life.
At a baby shower.
It was a wedding shower. Wedding shower.
Wedding
I'm so
shower.
Sorry.
No, but I'm just saying God can save us anywhere.
It was a wedding shower, but I had a plan for my life. But the Lord, who is a good shepherd, and you know, they talk about him taking care of his sheep. We're sheep are dumb.
Had you already bought the alcohol?
No.
Oh.
It was three days before.
He saved you money too.
It was 3 days before my birthday, but he knew what path he was getting ready to take me on. The journey.
It could have saved your life.
It did save my life. Remember, I had already had two abortions, you know, and I was just going down the wrong path. So I was probably getting ready to blow up my life for real. But the Lord saved me just before my 21st birthday. And after that, I just seen miracle after miracle after miracle. Times where my car would break down. I had 89 cents. I went into a car dealership. Just this look around, and the guy showed me the car I wanted, and he was like, let me do the paperwork, because you know how the salesmen are. I got 89 cents. And I'm like, sure, do the paperwork. I'm like, my credit's bad. The man took and walked away, and I just sat there and let him do it. I just wanted to see the car and see how much it was going to cost. He came back and said, your credit is excellent. You can have any car on the lot.
No way. That's awesome.
And I thought to myself, whose credit is excellent? I'm like, it's not my credit, because I know I don't have good credit. And I got 89 cents. And I signed the paperwork, walked away with a car that day. But I'm just, the Lord is my shepherd, because he takes care of me. And that's what I kept referring to.
Did he help you pay for that car? Now
he helped me. Right after I got the car, I got a raise at work. And then I had put in for this job description, which I was changing, had them change my job description. That's all this happened right after I got the car. So faith in God, being a shepherd, him taking care of me. I was a single mom most
of
my life.
You needed the car to get to work.
I needed the car. I didn't know how I was going to pay for it. And bad credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked away with that car and got two raises right after that. I was able to pay for my car. Trusting in God is being a shepherd. And like I said, Psalms 23 was just really coming alive for me. In other times where I didn't have a place to live, my first place I went, the lady, again, dealing with credit reports because I'm young, didn't know how to manage my money. And she told me, she said, there's something about you. She said, I'm not going to run a credit check. She said, if you want the place is yours. Young mother, first place I ever had, because I had my first child when I was 17 years old. So I was a young mother, single mother.
And even if you're working every day, it's just not enough with childcare.
It wasn't. It wasn't. And the Lord blessed me to move into this place without a credit to save me, you know, the credit report you used to have to pay for. But again, it was just the Lord.
How did you pay the bills?
The bills. the Lord did it. I mean, he just really, and I kept getting promotion after promotion after promotion. I was a high school dropout.
God is
and
good.
And I didn't get my degree until I was 46 years old. I got a bachelor's degree. That's a whole nother story.
Well, that's encouraging now. Keep going.
The Lord, yeah. I went to college and got a social work degree, and that's how I became a social worker in my 30s because I just seen the Lord do so many miracles and so many things happen through my life that I was like, you're never too old to do anything. And I ended up getting a social work degree because I changed careers, you know.
Did you pray the 23rd Psalm or did you have it memorized or what?
No, I read it and I believed it. I really believe the Lord was my shepherd and he takes care of me. And that's what I based that book on. The Lord is my shepherd. He's going to take care. I didn't have a husband most of the time. I did get married later on and went through a divorce. But most of the time, it was me and God.
So you could almost read that every single day of our lives, that 23rd Psalm.
I usually wake up. That's what I usually wake up and read every morning.
Oh, I love
because
that.
He has, over the years, I've been saved over 40 years. And over those 40 years, he has shown himself to be a shepherd.
Well, this is Priscilla, or Carolyn Pierce, and you can find her on Facebook at Carolyn Books. Carolyn Booker Pierce, because I want you to go there in case you want to get a copy of this Test and Trials in the 23rd Psalm. And we're talking about that because God wants to meet you personally in the same way that he met Carolyn. Tell us more. We want to hear more stories. I love the God moments in our lives. What other tests or trials do you feel he shepherded you through? And I guess before we go there, it's powerful to me that God shepherded you and you in turn became a Christian counselor. You counseled others. You helped prisoners, just straight out of the Bible where God says to care for those and those great needs like that. And that's what you have done. But all along, he was shepherding you.
He was. He was. And something about when the Lord does things like that for you, and you know he's real, it gave me a faith to believe for people that are in prison. Because I feel like if he can raise me up.
Yeah.
You know, I've had two careers. I'm on my second one. I was an accountant. I was a high school dropout. And I became an accountant without a degree. And the Lord did that. And my ex-husband, he was in prison ministry. And I remember going to church with him and to a prison ministry meeting. And I was like, this is for you. He had been in prison and the Lord had delivered him out of a lot of things. And I was like, that's your ministry, not mine. And so we're sitting.
And then God put you in prison, man.
We're sitting in there, and the guy is saying, it was the speaker that day. He's like, some of you are in here, and God's calling you to the prison ministry. And I'm looking around like, you ain't
not
talking
me.
To me. Went to prison with him to a service and was asked to get up and say something and speak. And the Lord used me tremendously. And that day, which he had actually told me he was going to use me in the prisons, but I was like not having it. I went in there and it was like I was home. So I did prison ministry for years. And then that's how the Lord blessed me to go to school and start my second career with social work. And I ended up at the Franklin County Jail. And I started a therapeutic community, and it's very, very spiritual.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of guys' lives and females, women's lives have been changed because only thing I can give them is my testimony about how God changed my life, and it gives them hope. You know, if he could change your life, a high school dropout, a teenage pregnant mom, didn't have no education.
Two abortions.
Yes.
Accepted Christ right before you got drunk on your 21st birthday. God spared
you. He did that. And I had two good careers, one with the state of Ohio for 20 years and then one at Franklin County. And I was supposed to fail. But the Lord, my shepherd, he took me. He walked me through all of that.
Oh, he did. And so much more. And then, Carolyn, you have shepherded many, many, many. Thank you for serving the Lord. There's nothing greater. And when God gets a hold of us, we just run with him, don't we? So go read that 23rd Psalm today. It will minister to your heart and soul. There's no pinch that God can't get you out of because he is greater. He is bigger and more powerful. We are small and weak, but he is big and great. Well, thank you. That's Carolyn Pierce, and I'm Jennifer, and you've been listening to Simply for Women. Go to jenniferjackson.com today. I want you to hear the other episodes. I want you to send me an email. Grab some resources at jenniferjackson.com. You've been listening to Simply for Women.
We hope that today's show has been a blessing to you as you seek to simply live out your faith. To hear today's show again or to share it with a friend, search Simply for Women wherever you get your podcasts. Or visit Jennifer's website at jenniferjackson.com. That's jenniferjackson.com. Thanks for joining us on Simply for Women. Take time today to simply be with God.